Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the LaLisa Williams Show. I am Coach LaLisa, your transitional coach, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to give some special shout-outs to those people who are tuned in or tuned into my Facebook page. I want to start with an awesome and wonderful shout-out to my wonderful sister, Beverly Carter. And we also do a radio show on Sundays. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Nikki Carter. All right, Nikki. Now, not the Nikki that you're thinking of, Bev, but the other Nikki. I have another friend. Her name is also Nikki, and she is also tuned in. Not tuned in, but she's on the Internet, and she's also, I'm letting her know that I'm here broadcasting the show live. I'm very excited. For those of you who want to call into the show, call in and ask any of your questions that you might have about your career or a business. Okay, so let me just call in to speak with Coach LaLisa, and I will take your call on 347-945-7991. Now, I am so excited about a few things that are about to happen, some things that are coming down the pike. So, you know, we're just excited. You know, when I grew up, I never thought in a million years that I would one day have a radio show. That was just not in my line of thinking. There was nowhere in my head that I could have figured out anything like that. That's why one of my videos, I don't know if you got a chance to, you know, to check it out, but I do a video where I'm talking about why you don't want to wait for to do things, you know, based on other people giving you their approval. okay? Because here's the thing. Other people do not know even what's right for themselves sometimes. So you want to be careful who you go to for approval, all right? Now, here's another thing I want to talk to you about today. So for those of you who called in, if you would like to ask me a question, I'm talking about being an entrepreneur, being a success in life. I'm talking about living your life on purpose. How do you fulfill your purpose? You know, a lot of us in life have been knocked down. We've been stepped on, trampled on, left out, left behind. How in the world do we get back up, get back on our feet so that we can move forward? So, that's what a transitional coach does. It helps a person transition from one stage of their life to another stage of your life. So you might be a person who is in transition due to some financial setback, or you could be in transition due to a relationship setback. Could be a breakup, a bad breakup, a divorce. You could be in transition because maybe you are a person who suddenly all of your loved ones are no longer with you. We know we have a lot of people like that amongst us and in our midst and in the world. You could have a career problem and you need to transition. And so myself as a transitional coach, this is my specialty. This is my, and it goes beyond my specialty. It only became my specialty because it's my passion. But it became my passion because it became my purpose. And you have a purpose in life, believe it or not. And so in one of the things that I'm doing over in our training center, yes, we now have a training center, PSUI, Performance Strategies Unlimited, a company that I started in 2002 while I was sitting at graduate school at Fairleigh Dickinson University. I sat there and I said, I'm going to design a company that I would like to run. And I thought it out and I thought about what kind of company I wanted to run, visualized it and all of that, and I started the company. Well, here we are today, so now we do training sessions there. But one of the training sessions that I do is the training class entitled Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And basically, that's what that book is about. It's about transitioning, helping you transition with some strategies that will give you the tools that you need to look inside yourself. You see, there will be no real transitioning to the place where you want to be until you can deal with yourself. And this book helps you to look inside of you. So whether you're on the job and you're trying to transition from being a clerical or admin assistant type person, you're trying to transition into more leadership type roles, you still have to look at yourself. You have to look at any of your interpersonal skills. You have to look at your leadership skills. You have to look at your problem solving skills. So whether you're on the job, you could be a parent. Now, here's a big transition for a lot of people, and a lot of people did not make this transition properly. They went from being a non-parent to a parent. And a lot of people missed it on that transition. So in my training and in the sessions that I do as I'm coaching people, it's to help guide them so that they can make the smooth transition and even make a successful one, because that's really what we're after. We want to be a success. And, again, it doesn't matter if you've been beat down, left out, you know, mistreated, dogged out. You can still transition into a great, wonderful place in your life. And, you know, that's really what we're here to do. So, you know, we'll open up the phone lines. We'll take your calls if you have any question. Yes, Nikki, I am the host of this beautiful radio show. It's called The LaLisa Williams Show. And you can certainly ask a question. You can hit your number one key. If you hit your number one key, then I'll know that you are prepared to come on the air and ask a question. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my former college professor, Mary Ann Cotchett. I got it right that time. I kept messing up her name. And she said, like, Ed Koch. And I said, okay, yeah, because I have to do people like that sometimes when I'm telling them my name. I have to say, you know, like Little Kim. Lilisa, like little Kim. But we're excited about the role that we're playing today. You know, we've played many roles in life, but I believe I'm most excited about this role. Now, it says, the Steve Harvey Show, somebody just posted this on Facebook. Yeah, you're listening. I know. That's why I want you to hit your number one key so you can make a comment, Miss Nikki, on the air with me, chatting with Coach Lilisa. I want someone to chat with Coach Lilisa on the radio show today. I'm excited. I got some wonderful people lined up to come to the show, so I want you all to stay tuned each and every day. You're going to get to the point where you're going to be like, oh, man, I missed the show. You mean to tell me she had that person on? That's where we're about to go, so I'm letting you know ahead of time. And you want to stay connected to the coach, to the show. But, yeah, somebody posted on Facebook, they said, the Steve Harvey Show has asked them to assist in getting people who may want to be on his new show coming this fall. The focus is on relationships, so if you're in one of the movie, if you're one and it's moving too fast, if you're in one and it's moving, okay. Okay, see, that's why we do need spell check on Facebook, people. We got to start taking the time to make sure we spell things properly, because we have a lot of people looking at us and watching us, and they're younger than us, and, you know, we got to spell right, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. You know, Facebook does have a spell check now. So if you're glad, you know, if you're one of those people and you're glad Facebook has spell check now, you know, click like. You know, I did that before. So, but anyway, this person says, or maybe you just stuck and want that thing back. Well, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go there because I don't think that, you know what, sometimes you don't need to want something back because you don't need it back. If God wanted you to, you know, if God wants to give it back to you, fine, so be it, let's do it. But otherwise, you know what, let it go, people, move on. He don't want you, she don't want you, go, find somebody new. I remember when I was growing up as a teenager, there was a song that said, you know, so go and find yourself somebody new, you know, and I think the record said, hey, you, get off my mountain. Hey, you, get off my cloud, you know. So some people, they just don't get it. But anyway, so again, if you are tuned in, you are tuned in to the Lilisa Williams Show, where we are here to help people transition into their highest self, into their greatest authentic life. In other words, be you on purpose. Don't be like everybody else. You know, pretty much, it's probably why you're not happy, okay? Okay, the importance, okay, now there I go, not spelling something. The importance of being authentically you. You got to be authentically you. Now, there are so many people who just are not. We were talking this morning. I was on the phone with my therapist, and she said to me that a lot of people are depressed today, okay? I was on the phone this morning with my therapist, and she said that so many people are depressed. And we were talking about it, and I said, well, I don't want to be depressed. That's for sure. But I did learn some things about depression, and I'm actually going to have her come on the air. Not today, possibly one day next week, she will be on the air, and she's going to talk about how we get depressed, what depression is, and how to come out of depression. So that's going to be a very, very exciting show, so make sure you tune in. And by the way, you could have a question for me or a comment if you do not want to hear your voice over the radio, because not everybody likes the way their voices sound. If you don't want to hear your voice, you can type me the question either in our chat room. The chat room is open. Or, hey, Vicky lady. Ah, right there. There you are. And welcome guest number 4126 in the chat room. If you don't want to hear your voice on the phone and you want to ask me a comment or a question, you can type it in the chat room, but only there if you are signed in. guests are not able to chat. However, I do have my Facebook page open as well. You can type in Facebook, and I will also get your question. Or if you do want to ask your question live, you can just hit your number one key. Now, this radio show can be heard around the world. So we're in touch with people in Japan, China, Africa, Canada, Florida, California, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, all over the world. We have people who are tied to the show. So definitely, you know, if you want to become the success story that God has made you to be, that God has created you to be, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of living a life of mediocrity, because that is not His will for you. He said, I came that you would have a life and have it more abundantly. So if you are not living the abundant life, then you are living beneath your privilege. And more than likely, the reason that you could be doing that is because of fear. So many people live in fear because they are afraid to do what they really want to do in their heart, the things that they really have. You know, I had a wonderful experience today speaking with a young lady, telling her, well, first of all, I went to meet with the person where we're going to hold our big women's conference for August the 25th. So please mark that date on your calendar. Please plan to come. This is the biggest event that is going to hit Newark on August the 25th. It's our first annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneur Summit. It's going to happen at 1199 J. That's the building downtown Newark, right across the street from Penn Station. Awesome facility, beautiful. Please save your $30 for registration, or if you sell 5 tickets, or you can get 5 other people to purchase a ticket, you will get 1 ticket free. We have awesome, dynamic, phenomenal speakers. We have door prizes, giveaways. We're going to have vendors there. We're going to have, you're going to be able to meet with women who are leading, and they have become entrepreneurs. But here's the thing. All of these women who are going to grace the platform and the podium and the stage have stories of how they came from nothing. These were not women who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. These are not women who, you know, came here knowing everybody. Yeah, Vicky Lady, hello, nice to see you too. But again, I'm looking, I need to answer some questions, so I need you to ask me a question, no matter how stupid it might sound. And, okay, Tasia, you, okay. Yes, and so I'm just let her know. But I'm on the radio show now, so let me just let her know, so, because some people don't know. So I let her know that I'm doing my radio show now, because people, they see I'm on Facebook and they think that, you know, I'm here to chat, but I'm doing my radio show. So anyway, but as I was saying, all of these women that are coming, and let me tell you, they are definitely, doing awesome stuff, and they've been in places that you would never believe a person could rise up from that. I'm talking about serious setbacks and horrible situations, just I'm telling you. But when you see these women, they are going to command your attention, and you're going to want to hear from them. You're going to want to learn from them. We have some top speakers coming. We have some everyday speakers coming. We have in everything in between. Like I said, business owners that can help you. There's going to be networking. You know, women, listen. Do you realize, and like, you know what, when I grew up with all these siblings, right? And I grew up with, you know, it was 5 girls in my family, and my mother, 5 sisters, my mother, and then my grandmother. And we all lived in the same household since I was age 5. And so I was used to having a lot of women around. And if my mother had a couple of her girlfriends over, now you're talking about 8 or 9 women, and then if any of us had any of our girlfriends over. So I grew up with like a mini conference around my house because of all these women, right? And lo and behold, do you realize that, you know, Do you realize how important it is to have people that are a part of your life like that? And that women, when we come together, there's this thing that is released in our bodies, in our brain, that brings us happiness and love and joy and power. So, see, now we didn't know that, though, okay? We didn't know this. We thought, oh, I got all these sisters. You know, this is dress. I can never wear anything. Every time I get ready to wear something, my sister wants to put it on. And, you know, me and my sister, we used to fight like a little bit, right? Because I would have to take it up. I was shorter than her. Okay, but I'm going to read a couple comments here from the chat room. Vicky Lady says, well, I'm an older woman and I have no idea what I should do with my life from here other than being the mom and grandma. She says, I have an empty nest now and I just need some guidance to what to do with all my extra time. She says, I've been working on health issues forever, but I want to do something that will help other women and families. She says, I just don't know what to do from here. Your woman's conference is an awesome idea. Can you do one in Phoenix? Vicky Lady, I absolutely would love to do one in Phoenix. As a matter of fact, I've never been to Phoenix, would love to go. So inbox me, if you don't mind, Vicky Lady, on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, Lalisa Williams, and inbox me, and let's do that. Let's get the discussion started. And I would love to do this conference there, absolutely. I do love to travel. Everybody that knows me knows that. And I've been to quite a few places. I don't know. I don't know where I got this idea of loving to travel. I don't know if it came from my mother or my father. However, I did go into the military when I was 23. And ever since then, I've been going to different cities and it never bothered me. And so, yes, you are the very person, Vicky Lady, that I would certainly love to help you in that transitional stage of being retired or semi-retired or your children are grown. I did this field for so long. I want to do something fun now. I want to do something that it brings me joy and happiness. Not that the other things didn't. I'm sure whatever career you have, you absolutely loved it. And if you didn't, then, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, but you probably did. But your life isn't over. Your life is nowhere near over. So there is something else. People, get it. There's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot of stuff. All right? Oh, I'm blessed to meet you, Vicky Lady, you know? Exactly. We have several careers, but we're still not done because we're still here. If God was through with us, trust me, it would be curtains closed. We'd be out of here. And he still wants us to have the abundant life. He still wants us to live a life of purpose. He still wants us to create and enjoy and be fulfilled. He still wants us helping others, but also allowing ourselves to be fully used. And we have talents, gifts, skills that we've never seen or heard of. We've never tapped into them. And there are experiences out there in life that we've never touched on. But it's okay. It's okay. We're going to touch on them. There are things happening every day. You know, what was that one little TV show years ago? She said, I think it was the Cinderella story. And she said, impossible for a something yellow pumpkin to become a golden, you know, impossible. So, but then the good witch said, but impossible things are happening every day. It was impossible for me to be on the radio and now I'm going to be on television. That was impossible at one time for a person who had my background, high school dropout, a person who had been to jail, a person who had been arrested, a woman who had been molested for 13 long years until I was age 18. It was impossible that I would be able to do the level of coaching that I do, you know. So here, impossible things are happening every day. There's so much more to do. Today I was in ShopRite picking up a loaf of bread, and my cell phone rings. And there's a woman who calls me on the other end to tell me about a project that I'm supposed to be working on with her to help individuals who are coming out of jail who might have criminal records, helping them get employment and helping them get ready for employment. And we're on the phone and we're talking. So I mentioned to her about the women conference. She says, oh, LaLisa, you can promote your conference, you know, through my organization. Now, she's a member of a church, and they have, like, a few thousand people. So in just what, you know, first I'm wondering, okay, how am I going to get 200 women at this conference so that I can maximize on the room so that it can be a huge success? And then I booked the room, though. You see, you got to step out on faith, people. Faith without works is dead. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know if that sounds preachy to you. I don't know if it sounds like a scripture, but I'm sorry. It's the truth. I had just met with the woman this morning and told her I want the space. The lady who called me, I hadn't spoke to her in a few weeks. She didn't know anything about the event. And so I said, and I got off the phone with the other lady, and I said, oh, you know, we got to figure out a way to come up with 200 people so that we can maximize on this venture. And then what happens? Out of the blue, as a matter of fact, I almost did not take the lady's phone call because you know how you have people call you on your cell phone. A lot of times if you don't identify the number, what happens? You don't pick it up because you don't know who it could be. So, you know, so I almost didn't pick it up. But then, of course, that little voice inside says, pick it up, and you obey. You know when to obey. He says, you know my voice. A stranger you won't follow. So what happens? I pick up the call, and it's this woman who called me about something totally different. I share with her, and then she says, bring your flyers, and I'll help you promote it at my facility where there's over 2,000-plus people. So what I'm saying is, what am I saying? I'm saying that just like that happened for me, that can happen to any of us, any of us. You can't wait to do what you know is in your heart. Now, it's in my heart to do women's conferences. But people would tell me, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. Let somebody else do it. Who are you to do it? You're just a person who was in jail or locked up or dropped out of school and all these other different reasons people would give you as to why you can't do something. Or, you know, that's too hard, and who do you know, and, you know, whatever, whatever. But I'm telling you, when I tell you how passionate I am about don't wait for anyone's approval of you to do what you know is in your heart to do, I'm telling you, I mean it. I mean it. I'm very serious about this. And you know, and not for nothing, if I had listened to those people, I wouldn't even be having this event. And I would have never given God an opportunity to show himself. Because then what happens? He makes this woman call me, who then offers a service that, guess what, speaks exactly to the very thing that we're doing. So when I say that we're here to help you transition to where you want to be, we have the stories to back it up. We have the scenarios, the tips, and the tools, okay? So for those wonderful people, all right, we got some more in the chat room, and chat room people are going to lose voice in about 90 seconds. So chat room people, I hope you're on the phone lines, but if not, you can dial in before the 90 seconds is over. You dial 347-945-7991. You have approximately 10 seconds to dial in so that you can still hear sound. Dial in to hear the show. You still got 60 seconds. So let me just go back to some more comments. She says that she heard a statement last night. She said, I don't know what I know to share with others if I don't have someone to talk to about it. So wow, we are so much alike. Cool. I will share you with my church also. They have branches all over the world. Awesome, awesome. Do you have a link to the page? So I'm going to give her my website is releaseyour-power.com is my website. And then just go to my Facebook page. And page Oops, page. No. Okay, you have 10 seconds to call in if you're not. But I am working on, by the end of Monday night, I will have a page for the event. So, yes, you can connect through that, but through my Release Your Power page. But I'm really, I do thank you, Vicky Lady, for that. God bless you. I am going to develop a separate page just for my women's movement. I don't have that yet. I do have the Release Your Power, but that's our personal and professional development program that I teach to people who also want to transition. And thank you for liking my page on Facebook. And I do have several pages on Facebook. I do have a page that's also tied to the other book that I'm working on, which is From Prostitute to Princess, which talks about that my struggle and journey with having been molested, how it led me into prostitution, but how God led me, was with me all through it all. Thank God, bless the Lord. But he also led me out of it, and then he led me to a place where I can talk about it. So great, you just friended me on Facebook, and I thank you for that. And like I said, for those of you who are in the chat room, you will lose power. The people on the phone lines will get to hear as I wrap it up, the show, but I certainly appreciate each and every one of you. We have a very, very, very busy day tomorrow. Congratulations, Shadiqua Sweeney is signed up for, God bless you, Shadiqua, for the Release Your Power class. Love you. God bless you. We also have a lady, Peggy Johnson, also signed up for the class. And another lady actually signed up, and she's in Maryland. So we have actually three people signed up. But I still have three slots open for the scholarship. So for the next three people that inbox me about the Release Your Power training class, it's an 8-week class where I'm going to be doing some intense training and teaching on how to release your power and become who you really are. I am working on getting it up and running for the webinar because the one lady, she is in Maryland, and I told her unless she just wants to come to New Jersey, she can do hers online. So I am very, very, very excited about helping people. That's what gives me joy. That's what gives me excitement, helping women. And, I mean, I love helping the men, too. Don't get me wrong. But you know how my pastor always says when he's preaching, stay in your lane. My lane is with the women. I will help men. And actually, we are helping some men. I'm doing a workshop on Monday. It's not just for men, though. It's for anybody. People want to know how to write their resumes. 11 o'clock over at our Jersey City location. 11 o'clock on Monday. If you know somebody that needs resume help, interviewing help, help with their resumes, help with interviewing skills, please have them come to 11:39. Okay, so anyway, it's been great. It's been real. I was trying to get somebody to talk back to me. Nobody hit their number one key. I got some discussion. What am I talking about here in the chat room? So it was definitely, the number one key just went up. I'm going to take your call. We have a few more seconds. Hello, you're on the air with Coach Lily. So who are we talking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Vanessa Blackwell, and I'm the one that signed up in Maryland.
Yes, yes, that's the one I was talking about.
Yes.
You are doing some phenomenal things, lady. I saw that you're an event planner, and oh, my God, what else? That is so, so awesome.
Thank you. You are doing some wonderful things, too. I was just, like, following you online, and I was like, this is awesome. I was like, it's amazing how God just connects you with people, you know. It's wonderful.
Isn't he the great connector?
He is. He is so awesome.
And, you know, I love it because, you know why? I said, you know, it's like, okay, you know, Internet and Facebook and all these different tools came out, you know, in the last few years or so, right? And everybody's been getting so connected. But, you know, God, I love the way he does things because, you know, God did so not need this to connect people. So,
all right, sure.
He's been connecting folk long before this came out. So I guess God said, now that everybody knows that I'm the one to do the real connecting.
Right.
I'll let them go ahead on and have their social networking and media. But, boy, because I remember meeting a woman over in New York before I even thought about any of this Facebook stuff. I don't even, it was around then probably, but barely. It was only used by the college students at that time. And I met this woman, and this had to be back in 2003-ish. And we are still very, very, very good friends today. But I just think that's so funny. with the connecting. I mean, look how Jesus connected with the 12 disciples.
That's true. Yeah, that's so true.
Right? Remember he connected with the woman at the well?
Yes, he sure did.
Could you imagine if they would have had Facebook in those days?
I know. Yeah.
It would have been Facebooking Jesus all over the place.
Twittering and tweeting.
Jesus up in the middle of the night tweeting somebody. That would be hilarious. You're like, uh-oh, I got a tweet from Jesus. Now, that would be a reason to sleep with your cell phone, because I do know people say they sleep with their cell phones in bed with them.
Right.
Now, if Jesus was on there tweeting, that would be a reason to do it.
Exactly.
That's funny. I think I'm going to have to use that in a sermon somewhere. But, you know, it's like oh, my teacher, when he would, somebody's phone, when their cell phones first got really big and people start carrying them in the classroom, and people would, their phones would ring, and then he would say, oh, you want me to get that? We start doing it, and people's phones ring. Oh, is that Jesus? Oh, is that Jesus? Take that call.
Yes, indeed.
Especially when people are in church and stuff like that, and they forget to turn their phones off.
Right, and it's ringing.
That's so funny. But Ms. Blackwell, right?
Yes.
Yes, and then your free coaching session.
Yes.
I'm excited to get started with you on that, but because I have to preach on Saturday, that's why I sent you that one message, so we'll, get all that straightened out next week.
Okay.
Then you get your chapter of the book, Release Your Power.
Yes, that's awesome.
So you are absolutely the first person to download that, so hopefully you'll run and tell everybody you know.
Okay, I sure will.
Well, let's hope you read it first and then get something out of it. So that's really the big thing. But it's been a pleasure. I'm so glad you decided to call in. Did you have any question or comment that you wanted to make before we get going?
No, I actually got on, I think, in the middle of the call. I seen it online. I was Facebooking again, and I said, oh. This is 8 minutes, right? Okay, let me jump on so I can hear it. So I'm going to try tomorrow and come out to see you, though.
Okay, well, I would love to see you and meet you face-to-face. My other sisters will be there, my real sisters, but we are also sisters in the spirit, and it's going to be at her church, actually. That's her church where they're having it. It's the Dead Woman Walking. So we look forward to that. And also to my other little friend on, we thank you for staying tuned with us throughout the whole show. The Lisa Williams Show is on Monday through Friday. 2 days of the week we're on at 7 a.m. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then 3 days of the week we're on at 5 p.m. And we have some great people, like I said, lined up. We have some Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant is coming to the show very, very soon. We have Miss Marianne Kotchett. She's coming to the show soon. Some powerful power. Hey, maybe you'll be coming on soon and talk to us about the industry of event planning, because that's a business that a lot of people need to start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either start or collaborate with, because
right.
You figure out people like me who give events.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know where the people like you are.
Right. And that's what I said. Once we get offline, I'll talk to you about helping you to plan the event too, or planning for the women.
Oh my God. Okay. Bye, y'all. Goodbye, the show is now over. God, I told the people, see, that's how I was still talking about in the show. I was going to do this for the women, get a call out of nowhere where a woman that says, oh, I'll promote it at my church when they have over 2,000 people there. I'm like, what? So, and then here you say, oh girl, listen, bye, y'all. So anyway, well, you've tuned in to the Lisa Williams Show, and it's been my pleasure to host the show and to, be motivating and empowering and hopefully, brighten your day so that you'll realize that you have everything to be excited about. You have everything to look forward to because it's God's will. So you're in His will when you're living happy and fulfilled and abundantly, and you're in His will when you're helping others do the same. That's the only two things to do. Live that way and help others do the same. And that's what we're talking about here, and that's what we're going to continue to talk about. And we don't worry about what other people say and what other people think, because in the end of the day, you got to stand before your Maker and say to Him why you did not do what you had the ability, the talent, the skills, the gifts, and the ideas to do, because all of them came from Him. And he's going to question that. So anyway, everyone, have a lovely, wonderful weekend. If you're going with us to Maryland in the morning, please hit me up on Facebook. If you're going, hit me up for the flyer. If you want to go, if you're interested, because we are going to do it like never before. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.